Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Thursday, March 3rd, 2005. What I want to talk about today is the whole idea of telling the truth in fiction. And by what I mean by fiction, I guess I'm going to have to say right away, I mean that I went to graduate school. I should digress here a moment and mention I went to graduate school in fiction. And
the idea
I
of
had
order
West, as a teacher, Raymond Carver, Wallace, very influential, and who really she sang beyond the genius of the sea. The water never formed to mind or voice, like a body, holy body, fluttering its empty sleeves. And yet, its mimic motion made constant
cries. And she's a very good painter. She doesn't really know anything about the internet, so she asked me, as the webmaster who seemed to know something about it, to come and talk to her class. And even though I'm not a visual artist, I was very happy to take the assignment and get ready to
even though I don't
prepare a class.
Now, what I would have said, if in fact the talk had occurred, and the reason, I don't know, doesn't seem to be on the horizon for me. There are no projects in the immediate future that I'm engaged in that involve writing prose fiction. What I mean by fiction in this case is any kind of make-believe narrative art, which would include things like movies, plays, TV shows, audio dramas, which I am involved in, skits, tall tales, fairy tales.
I hadn't heard from him for a long time.
The ordinary,
he said he'd been traveling, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course, the first one I heard from him, because he had said, I think the last times we communicated, that he was only going to call me with good news. And so I was hoping that maybe the screenplay had sold, that plans were underway, when it heals, it's better than when it was before.
I think you
and hopefully the tumor is gone. This work, there was a problem that occurred with this Eldar, which was that the insurance wouldn't pay for it because it was only approved at the time for venereal work. It was her voice that made the sky acutest at its vanishing. She measured to the hour its solitude. She was the single artificer of the world in which she sang. And when she sang, the sea, whatever self it had, became the self that was her song, for she was the maker. Then we, as we beheld her striding here alone,
that showed this fairly well. I was going to talk about a couple of artists who are going to have that there's shows coming up at the Hot Cakes Gallery here in Milwaukee. And then I was also going to show them the website of Stephen Vitiello, a sound artist. And
some
Virginia Commonwealth
people are very, very good
university at
telling stories that simply satisfy somebody.
The second part, I was going to show them how to build
other
website.
And I'm going to come back to this idea more than once in these talks that I'm doing right now, because I think it's very important. I'm attempting really to work through these ideas. I did not actually write any of this out in advance, so I'm stumbling a little bit as I try to get hold of this.
So what I'm talking about, though, is fiction that is
so
art.
That's what's going on. It's and so I've been doing it. And there's
dermatologists that I've heard.
I mean, the whole quest for
rewriting
from
my sister
and artistic integrity.
We're an Irish
and
family
and
commercial media that we're talking about.
We get a lot of skin cancer. There's a lot of suspicious moles and things that need to be checked out. My mother did have a melanoma. It wasn't the cancer that ended up taking her life, but it was a, you know, a concern and a very frightening thing that happened to her.
Desire for a good story.
And my sister,
so what does that mean?
And what,
how and then do we distinguish this from
those works which make a different claim on truth, the works of factuality, documentaries, news stories, and so on, legal briefs, which claim our attention by the verifiability of the facts that are contained inside them. So fiction makes a claim to our truth by something else, and I'll have to get back to that the next time.